Welcome to another episode of Consulting Consumption, sponsored by Client HQ. Designed to help consulting business owners get more clients to consume more of their professional services, we hope you enjoy this episode called Rise and Thrive, Consulting Growth in 6 Steps. Here's Rob Llewellyn.
Today, we'll explore a 6-step process to turbocharge your consultancy's growth. Whether you're a single independent consultant or the owner of a consulting business with 100 staff, this is a roadmap to achieving considerable growth. First, you need to identify your central proposition. What issue does your consulting business resolve for businesses? In today's booming consultancy sector, it's essential to pinpoint what your business uniquely offers, particularly when looking to grow. The key question is, what business problem can you solve? This goes beyond just listing your services. It's about understanding the specific challenges you can tackle for your clients. In such a fast-moving industry, knowing and clearly stating your special skill or service is vital. This means looking closely at what you currently offer, seeing how it meets market needs, and spotting areas where you could attract more customers. By sharpening your main offering, you not only strengthen your position in the market you're already in, but also open doors to new opportunities, making sure your consultancy remains in demand and ahead of the curve. Next, you should focus on your specialized market segment. Which lucrative niche would your consulting business gain the most advantage in? Focusing on a specialized market segment requires identifying the most beneficial area for your business. This isn't just about selecting a niche. It involves a deeper understanding of where your services can have the greatest impact and generate the most revenue. This requires recognizing your strengths and aligning them with market demands. Establishing a strong market presence and emerging as a leader in your chosen field is also essential. Consider expanding your services into related areas to promote sustainable growth and diversification. By effectively leveraging your expertise, you can ensure that your business not only succeeds in its current market, but is also primed for future growth and expansion. Next, you need to streamline your lead generation processes. What strategies will you implement to acquire regular leads and interact with them effectively? Streamlining the lead generation process is crucial for consistently attracting new clients and fostering business growth. Businesses often struggle to expand because they heavily focus on delivering services to current clients while neglecting the acquisition of new ones. Implementing an automated system to generate a steady influx of new leads is more straightforward than it appears. Developing a clear and engaging message that resonates with potential clients is vital. This method ensures a balance between servicing existing clients and drawing in new ones. With an efficient system, a continuous flow of leads can be maintained, allowing the business to grow beyond its current client base. The strategy revolves around smart communication and employing tools that integrate lead generation smoothly into everyday business operations. Then you need to develop your sales procedure. What is the journey of sales opportunities through your pipeline? Developing an effective sales procedure is crucial for guiding sales opportunities smoothly through your pipeline. A well-structured sales process brings together many vital elements of a successful business. It helps avoid confusion and pauses in ongoing deals, making your revenue forecasts more accurate. Plus, it eliminates that worrying feeling of uncertainty about the next steps. By establishing a clear sales procedure, you know exactly how to handle each stage of a sale, from the initial contact to closing the deal. This isn't just about making sales. It's about creating a consistent, repeatable process that you can rely on. Create a sales procedure tailored to your business, ensuring it fits your unique needs and market. Then implement the process to set your business up for a more organized, efficient, and successful journey of client acquisition. Next, you need to consider initiating and executing your professional services. What methods will you implement to retain clients and ensure a uniform experience for them? Initiating and executing services effectively requires a strong focus on client retention and a consistent customer experience. Clear communication is crucial, particularly during client onboarding. Setting accurate expectations and then delivering the value clients seek is key to success in this area. Identifying any bottlenecks or inefficiencies in the service delivery process is essential. A thorough examination of each step of client interaction, from the initial contact to the completion of service, helps in pinpointing areas that need improvement. Addressing these issues enhances the flow and effectiveness of service delivery. This strategy not only improves the client experience, but also helps retain clients by consistently meeting or surpassing their expectations. Such methods ensure a uniformly excellent client experience, fostering loyalty and promoting repeat business. And last but not least, you need to enhance your operational efficiency. What approaches will you adopt to expand and scale up your business? Enhancing operational efficiency is essential for expanding and scaling up a business. Achieving this growth requires systemizing operations, which involves setting up processes to efficiently manage an increasing workload. This includes integrating new employees, working with fulfillment teams, and catering to a growing customer base. Organizing business operations effectively paves the way for substantial growth. With these systems in place, a business is better equipped to venture into new markets, expand its service range, and capitalize on larger opportunities. The focus extends beyond mere growth to sustainable and manageable expansion. Streamlining and systemizing operations enables effective scaling, ensuring that the business infrastructure is robust enough to support and facilitate growth without compromising on quality or customer satisfaction. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. Remember, the path to growth in your consulting business is continuous, and each step we discuss brings you closer to achieving your business aspirations. Keep aiming high and pushing the boundaries of what's possible in your consulting business, and remember that nothing will change unless you take action. I'll talk to you in the next episode.
This podcast is sponsored by Client HQ, the platform built to help consulting business owners grow their practices. We publish 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, and hope to have you join us on the next episode. If you want to have more clients consuming more of your professional services, visit goclienthq.com.